Chapter 25. Who is that, Robin?
It's my mother. But I think you already knew that.
Yes.
The clock ticks the seconds, the only sound in the room. I lose count after 30.
My contacts, I know quite a few people, you can imagine, gave me a little heads up. She was trying to steal a car, a very old one. My first instinct, of course, was to let the story play out in the press, create drama, heighten the intrigue. Nothing like a little piece of juicy news to boost ad spend.
He takes back the photo and considers it. But something told me, I don't know, maybe it was my own mother. Martha. He smiles.
Yes, Martha. This photo kind of looks like her, when she was alive. Feisty as hell.
More endless seconds pass. I pull the picture back in front of me. She doesn't look as upset as I think she would. More defiant. And her hands? Yes, she's giving the finger with her left hand, but she's making an O shape with her right hand. Is that another obscene gesture I'm not aware of, or is she just acting insane as usual? Oh, who am I kidding? It's the latter. I'm sorry, Mr. Larson. Her name is Jane. She's... And I twirl my finger in a circle next to my temple.
Yes, I know. I know everything.
What? Adrenaline shoots through my veins and begs me to run. It takes everything I have to stay put. I death grip the armrests on the chair and grind the mint into little pieces in my mouth. Everything?
Yes. That your mother drove you from your farm in New Jersey. The tolls show DNA checks. That was quite a long drive.
You're telling me. I laugh and exhale like I imagine an armadillo must exhale after it narrowly escapes the wheels of a truck. Larson doesn't know the truth. Thank God.
You seem very relieved, Robin. Is there more to the story?
No. That's everything. Is she...
in jail?
No.
Like I said, I know quite a lot of people. One of those people left a door open in the right place at the right time. Seems her paperwork disappeared as well. She was reunited with the boy and disappeared.
Mr. Larson, Zach, sir, I don't know what to say.
Say thank you.
Thank you. Of course, thank you, but why?
I don't know. I like you, Robin. I think it might be unfair, even by my flexible standards, to see you depart this wonderful adventure so soon due to a little thing like a stolen car.
He rises and scans the view from his window.
I've got a thing for underdogs. Now, back to work, young lady.
I pry my hands from the armrests and get up to leave.
Oh, Robin, one more thing.
Yes, Mr. Zach?
Strike one.